life, art, and songs of Vienna were an inspiration few could resist. No matter where you were in the city, the waltz, the mazurka, and the polka pursued you. To the little tables under the illuminated trees, where families gathered to drink the May wine and gossip, to out-of-door cafes and music halls, where the Viennese danced. No wonder young Johann Strauss ate, drank, and dreamt in three-quarter time. And no wonder that one day, the Viennese read this in their morning newspapers. Announcement! Announcement! Invitation to a soirée dansante, which will take place on 15th of October, 1844, even in inclement weather, in Dormeyer's Casino in Hietzing. Johann Strauss, the son, will have the honor of directing his own orchestra for the first time, and in addition to various overtures and opera pieces, he will perform several of his own compositions. Johann Strauss, Jr., in his first public appearance. It seemed as though all of Vienna wanted to be there. People said it was more difficult to obtain a table at Dormeyer's than a seat in the English House of Lords. Johann's father was very angry indeed. He'd show his son he would not be disobeyed. And so Strauss Sr. sent two friends to Dormeyer's with instructions to stop his son's debut at any cost. The audience jammed inside the doors expectantly. Would the young Strauss be a musical match for his father? The moment came. The 19-year-old composer leaped upon the podium with easy grace and faced the crowd. Tall, handsome, his dark, deep eyes roved over the hall and smiled in recognition at the two friends of his father's at a table in the corner. They averted their eyes. With charm and assurance, Strauss tucked his violin under his chin. The beat of the bow, one, two, three, the music began.